This episode is brought to you by Kraken Pro. With all new trading features and a fully customizable interface, it's Kraken's most powerful crypto trading platform, well, ever. Head to pro.kraken.com and trade like a pro. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss.
I knew you'd love this place. What was that?
A selfie.
You just took a selfie.
With my new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5, I can snap selfies while it's folded shut and use the best camera on the phone. It's so small, I can put it right back in my front pocket. Now it's in my pocket. Now it's taking selfies.
Whoa!
And the huge cover screen lets us see our pics without opening it. Aw, you look cute confused.
I do look cute confused.
Flex a whole new way to selfie. Get your Galaxy Z Flip 5 now at Samsung.com.
Today's show is sponsored by the 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. Tired of paying top dollar for expensive toothbrushes that only wear out after a few months? Then check out 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. For only a quarter, you get a refurbished or like-new toothbrush mailed right to your house. The toothbrushes are ready to go. Just start brushing away, and when the thing falls apart, drop it in the mail, and they'll send you a new one a week later. Check out 25centtoothbrushclub.net and use offer code FRIENDSPODFRIENDS for 10 yards of free dental floss. 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. Brush it, baby. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one at a time, and we break it down, and we figure it out, and we talk about it, and we're back with another one. So let's go and meet my friends and your friends, the friends. Meet my friends, the friends. And still, 10 seconds to go, I was saying things, words that were so unnecessary in that, and I still can't run the thing. I'll tell you, I got to get a new theme on that. That's driving me nuts. But enough of that. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling, the host, and we have a great episode for you today. Season 3, Episode 8, The One with the Giant Poking Device. That's a pretty mysterious title there. What's that going to be about? Well, you're going to find out. This one's written by Adam Chase, directed by Gail Mancuso again, aired on November 14th, 1996. And I should say I am joined once again by Sabrina Mino.
Hey!
Who is someone I met on, well, I didn't meet online. I was signing up for Friends groups on Facebook, different groups, and you are the admin for a group that is called, again, I'm so bad with the name of it, it is what is it again?
Come on, give it a try, you got this.
Let me think. It's
Come on, you got it. You got it.
Be bumbity bum bum ba dum bum.
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right, great. Well, there you go. No, I thank you. And that's your Facebook friends group, and you're here because you like the show, and I wanted to have different voices on of people who are fans of Friends.
Of course.
And this episode, this one, Phoebe avoids going to the dentist because whenever she goes, someone dies. Joey tells Chandler about how he saw Janice kissing her husband, with who she is separated from, and Chandler confronts her. Janice has to choose between the two men she loves, and it looks like she's going to choose Chandler. But then she decides she can't be responsible for breaking up her marriage. Ross has to take care of an emergency at the museum. So Rachel volunteers to take care of his son, Ben. And Monica's swinging Ben around the room and bangs his head on a beam. And they look across the street and the ugly naked guy is laying in a hammock and looks like he might have died. And Phoebe thinks she killed him because whenever she goes to the dentist, somebody dies. So they fashion a very long poking device, which is where they got the title for this, out of chopsticks so they can poke him and make sure he's not dead. Yeah, this is a weird episode, huh?
Yeah.
It's strange because nobody thinks it, like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense because nobody thinks that when they go to the dentist, somebody dies.
Yeah. Like, what is that? But of course that would happen to Phoebe, right?
Yeah. That she would think that mm-hmm. is very Phoebe. Now, do you think, here's something that people argue about when they talk about Friends. Right. Everybody says, Joey's dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Joey's dumb?
Yeah.
You do think Joey's dumb. But some people say, I think on the whole, yeah, you can say Joey's dumb. Joey, there's things, basic things he doesn't understand that an adult should understand.
Yeah.
But with Phoebe, there's kind of a split. Some people say, oh, Phoebe's dumb. And other people are like, no, Phoebe's just on a different frequency. Like, she's living a different life than all these other people.
For sure. She definitely vibrates higher. Is it in this episode where she is able to hear Joey's thoughts?
I think that was in the preceding one.
Okay.
Where when they're going around the group and everybody's thinking different thoughts and we hear their internal thoughts and Joey's singing to himself the music from, like, I don't even remember what it was. Like Baby Elephant Walk or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe's just like, who's singing?
Yeah, that's her internal monologue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So So I sort of think that her brain might be like super powerful, that she can pick up on like stuff like that. But then in social situations, sometimes she's not that smart. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, like my brother is like really smart and like he got into University of Illinois, which is like one of the hardest public schools to get into. But like, try to talk to girls and he can't.
Uh-huh. That's just not his.
No. Yeah.
But he's moving at where he excels.
Like math stuff, uh-huh. science stuff. Yeah.
Sure. So maybe if he was talking about math to girls or whatever, he'd be okay.
Yeah, he's good at that. Yeah.
Okay. But it's just when it's him just trying to hang out at a party or whatever, that's not his strong suit.
Yeah. So Phoebe, I think when it comes to like reading thoughts, writing music, intuition, I think all that stuff, she's really good.
She's almost like she's from another planet, kind of, if mm-hmm, you think about it. Like mm-hmm. she's like observing these earthlings a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like she's not one of them. She walks among them, though.
Mm-hmm.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Uber One will save you.
Uber One will save you.
La 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 la.
Uber One will save you.
Uber One will save you on all your eats. The savings can't be beat. Up to 10% off your orders.
Join Uber One. Members save up to 10% on Uber Eats. Get that stuck in your head. $0 delivery fee and percentage off discount subject to order minimums and participating stores. Taxes and other fees still apply.
This episode I thought was a good episode, but not a great episode. It feels like, it felt just all right. Like a okay episode. The stuff with Janice, it's nice when they make Janice more than just like a one
a
note.
Voice.
Yeah, just the voice and the thing. They actually gave her a chance to be a real person in the episode and realize that she has to make a choice between Chandler and her husband. And it's nice to see them give Janice more to do because I like Janice a lot. Do you like Janice?
I like Janice, yeah.
Yeah. Let me just say that today's show is sponsored by 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. Tired of paying top dollar for expensive toothbrushes that only wear out after a few months? Well, let me tell you the story of Steve and Larry. They were two college roommates who couldn't afford new toothbrushes. So they pooled their family's inheritances together and opened a business that everyone told them was literally the dumbest idea imaginable. But they persevered, and now, thanks to that perseverance, we have the 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. For only a quarter, you get a refurbished or like-new toothbrush mailed right to your house. They are ready to go, so start brushing as soon as you get it out of the envelope. And as when it starts to fall apart, you drop it back in the mail, and they'll send you a new toothbrush a week later. So check 25centtoothbrushclub.net and use offer code FRIENDSPODFRIENDS for 10 yards of free dental floss. 25 Cent Toothbrush Club. Brush it, baby. With the friends, you said you're the least like Ross and Phoebe and Chandler the most like.
Yeah.
But are there any of the catchphrases that people say on the show that you ever say in converse? Has any of that bled into your, because I know you do the memes on the page, so you'll take, I'm sure you'll take like catchphrases or
I do a lot of you know, could it be anymore, could you be anymore, like sometimes, like if I'm just like sitting in class, like the teacher will like say something boring and I'll be like, could you be any more boring? And then everyone will just crack up.
Oh, wow. So everybody knows Friends kind of at the...
Yeah.
They know what that is. And that was a pretty good Chandler impression.
Thank you.
Actually, can you do other impressions from the show or is that...
No, that's pretty much it.
That was it? Okay. That was very good. If you only have one, that was a good one to have. Yeah. This episode, I would say, let's go. I have a good Friends First on this one. Friends First.
Friends First.
This is the first time that the ugly naked guy across the street appears on screen. Albeit only his torso appears, but this is the first time any portion of his body appears on screen. And he would only make one other on-screen appearance in the episode, the one where everybody finds out, which is coming, it's 3 years down the pike. Fun Friends fact?
Time for another fun Friends fact.
So here's more of a behind-the-scenes kind of thing. In the scene when Chandler pops the paper bag that Janice is kind of breathing into to stop her panic attack... The air in the bag was supposed to go out slowly, but during the take, Matthew Perry used a little force on the bag, and the bag popped on Maggie's face, Maggie who plays Janice, and you can see that both of them are trying to hold their laughter back a little bit, so you can see them as, like, they're having fun with that moment. The line of the episode...
It's the line of the episode.
Rachel says, because Phoebe's tooth hurts, so Rachel's like, Phoebe, you're in pain. Would you just go to the dentist? Just go. And Phoebe says, all right, fine. But if you're my next victim, don't come back as a poltergeist and, like, suck me into the TV set. And Rachel says, I promise. And then Phoebe says, although, don't feel like you can't visit.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, that was that's classic Phoebe again.
Yeah.
She's like worried that Rachel's going to come back and suck her, which is, did you see the movie Poltergeist?
No.
There's a thing where the ghosts come through the TV set.
Yeah, I gathered from context clues.
Sure. Yeah. But it's like a movie reference. I didn't know if you knew it was like, yeah. And any thoughts about this episode, Sabrina?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good. I actually just started watching Home Improvement, and so they have a character named Wilson, and you only ever see the top of his head. Mm-hmm. And so as I was watching this episode, I was like, yeah, the naked guy is like just like Wilson in a way, but naked. So I thought that was sort of interesting, just got me thinking about, you know, just like depictions of people on TV and just the idea of voyeurism in general. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if I were to give this episode a meme, I think it would be picture of Chandler and the top in all caps impact font would be, could this be any more? And then the bottom in all caps impact font, it would say epic.
Okay. So that's how you'd review this episode.
Yeah, like it couldn't be any more epic.
Okay. So do you think this episode was pretty
epic? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would say this episode, I would give this episode 6.5 out of 10. I thought it's a good episode. Again, it feels like there's all this Ross and Rachel stuff, which is coming. And it feels like we just haven't gotten to it yet. And there feels like they're slowing it down a little bit. Just they know this stuff's coming. Like with hindsight being 2020, we know
right. That
Ross and Rachel are about to have a big blow up.
Mm-hmm.
To rank the friends this time, Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, Joey. Yeah. This is a good episode, and thanks for listening, everybody, to Meet My Friends, The Friends, and we will be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends, where we will talk about another episode of Friends. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Sabrina, for being on the show. Okay, you gotta say.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.